Jailbreak by Luz Alemana. While I was doing volunteer work in Paraguay with several other members of the Family International, we had an ongoing ministry at a nearby prison. During one visit, an inmate I hadn't met before related the following story. 2 months earlier, he and two other prisoners drugged their guards, took their guns, and escaped. Other police officers quickly realized what was happening and followed the men. One of the escapees died in the ensuing gun battle. The man giving me this account was shot in the leg and surrendered. And the third escapee was captured the next day. By this point in the story, I realized that this had all taken place around the corner from our house. I remember distinctly that when we had heard gunshots, we had gathered in our house and prayed desperately for our safety and against further bloodshed. After I was wounded, the inmate continued, I turned and was about to shoot the policeman who had shot me. But then I heard a voice say, Don't shoot him. He's your brother. Give him your gun. I obeyed the voice and surrendered. The policeman could have shot and killed me right there, but he didn't. I'm also very thankful now that I didn't shoot him. We explained that we had prayed during the gun battle and that we also pray every day for our safety. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Perhaps it was one of the angels that watch over our house who helped him do the right thing. We are continuing to counsel this man and hope to help him make a new start.